T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Up here, it's a week from Saturday at Heinz Field. Penguins lost assistant GM Bill Guerin. He's now the general manager of the Minnesota Wild. More at 93.7thefan.com, protected by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Jim Colony on your home for the Pirates and Pitt Panthers, KDKA FM. Joe?
Thank you, Jim. Ron?
Joe, did you ever see the movie Chevy Chase, the family, the vacation movie?
Oh, yeah.
Where they go across the country trying to get to Wally World.
Yes,
right?
many times.
And as they get there, was it John Candy? Is he the guy, the security guy that says, sorry, folks,
yes, he
park
is.
Closed?
Yep.
You might get that at Kennywood today. The park is closed.
Are you serious? I'm going to be dealing with a girl who's heartbroken. We tried to go the other day and they closed it at 5.
I got a text that said you might have to do it the weekend. As of Tuesday, they closed for the summer, only open on weekends now. So I'm looking at their schedule, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, closed. They're open on Saturday and Sunday. They're not open today. So John Candy is going to be staying. Sorry, folks. Park closed.
Oh, my God.
You can't wait. You are like the boring loser. You know that? You can't wait.
What's that? That vacation movie. Nice horse. Real nice.
You can't win.
I see Joe going down the parkway.
You are the boring loser, Starkey. What can you say?
Here comes Christy.
Now, I guess Brinkley. This is better to find out now that it's closed than getting there, or B, getting there right as the torrential thunderstorm hits.
She is not going to be pleased. Meanwhile, Ron, we have horse over here, horse number one, Jim Colony.
I can't get over this one. I'm laughing. Sorry, man.
The cortisone shot. Are you concerned about this, Ron? What happened, Jim?
I'm not the least bit concerned. He's an old man. He's breaking down.
It's called bursitis.
Yeah?
I thought it might be something worse, quite honestly. I'm thinking, you know, I mean, we report on injuries so often with labrums and rotator cuffs and all this other stuff.
You can't tough it out for a day on the golf course?
I was told to not play.
So what?
On Tuesday. He said, don't play.
You know, I wrote a column over the weekend on Tom Walker, Neil Walker's dad.
Yeah.
A fascinating man. Just incredible career and just a wonderful person, wonderful family. He is due to be having shoulder replacement surgery. I have never heard of that.
And he's probably out on the course.
He's got hips.
He's got both hips, both knees. I've heard of hips and knees. You may be headed to a shoulder replacement surgery.
Oh, man. I'll have to give Tom a call.
He said they've been doing it for 10 years. He said Rick Rushel, the former Pirate pitcher, had it done. Maybe, I've never heard of a shoulder replacement surgery.
You know what? I never have either.
So maybe you could ask Rashard Mendenhall about that. Remember when Ray Lewis snapped his shoulder blade like a piece of kindling?
You may be up for that, Jim.
Well, I appreciate your prognosis, Ron.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm not real concerned about it, to answer your question.
Me neither, actually, but I hope you feel better.
No, I'm not that concerned about it either. I feel fine.
Ron, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Antonio Brown.
You're upset about this Kennywood deal.
I am. This is going to get ugly.
I can't believe it. I can't get John Candy out of my mind. Sorry, folks. Park closed.
He's the best.
And he has him on gunpoint to get on ride all the roller coasters and everything.
Is it better than Christmas Vacation? Nothing could be, could it?
Hold on. Here we go.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
I like that.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. Ah, Joe, what are you going to do now? You're going to have to come up with something else.
How about Mr. Big Chest? Speaking of, that would be the circus, not the amusement park.
Oh, but I'll tell you what. I haven't given Antonio credit for much in a long time. I'm giving him credit today.
So the story goes that the viewership here in Pittsburgh is 3 times the national average and going up to watch Big Chest on Hard Knocks, Ron. Is it Schadenfreude? Is that the term? Is that kind of, taking joy in revenge? That's the word Florio used. And it seems, at least that's his contention, is that that's what people around here are doing. They're taking joy in watching the Antonio Brown meltdown. And I say, why not? I am too. I mean, it's incredible theater.
It's always fun. There's no doubt about it. And I think there is a perverse sense of seeing what idiotic thing the guy's going to do next.
There is. I can't deny that. And I know some people are like, stop talking about him. Stop showing him on Hard Knocks. It does get a little sickening once in a while. But I
can't
turn
stop.
Away.
You
I can't turn away.
You can't stop.
And then do you have, so there's the Pro Football Talk story posted. And then Antonio Brown responds. And do you have that response, Ron?
I do.
What did he say?
Oh, I don't. Some of my ex still
watching me.
Still watching me.
Yeah.
My ex. I love that.
Which is great. I give him credit for that one.
Almost as good as John Daly's All My Exes Wear Rolexes. That's
it's
one
even
of my
better
favorites.
Than that. My ex still thinks of me.
That's right.
He put
that's
out there.
That's the exact quote. That's what it was.
That's tremendous. And are you? If you're out there, you must be, right? Even if you say you don't want us to talk about it and you're sick of it, you are watching and you're rooting for Antonio Brown to completely implode, are you not? 412-928-9370. What were you going to say, Ron?
I couldn't agree more. Now, I didn't see the Hard Knocks the other night. Did you watch it? You said you liked it, right?
For the most part. I mean, it got a little to AB front and center, watching AB, you know, catch balls out of a machine while there's music playing in the background, dramatic music, like elongated segments with that. Like it's an AB movie.
I'm glad I watched the Rocky Blyer documentary more. Did you catch up with that yet?
Not yet.
You got to find it. It's well worth it.
I'm definitely going to do that. Meanwhile, Ron, we have an exhibition game on Saturday night. We have a disagreement.
No.
Sunday.
You keep
saying
this
Saturday.
Up. It's Sunday night.
I know.
It's Sunday night football night in America.
I don't care about
it's
it. Man,
big,
nobody does.
You should care about
it. I don't
this
care
one.
About
you
it.
You should care about this one.
I care that they
it's
get
the
out healthy.
Third, well,
that they get out healthy.
It's the third game. This is the one you should care about. Really, the only one you should care about.
Ben should not be playing in the game, in my humble opinion. I don't think.
Ben wants to play in the game. So that means he should play in the game.
Ben wants to play in every game all the time.
No, he doesn't.
That doesn't
wanna,
always
he doesn't,
mean it's best for Ben to play.
He doesn't want to play in 1, 2, or 4. I can
well,
tell you.
Well, not those that. Games, no. But Ben will play when it's, you know, 62-0.
Absolutely. He says, my guys are out there. They're having to fight. I want to fight with them. No, he wants to play this third game, and I think it's important. And if it's important in his mind that he gets at least a little bit of work, I think you honor that and play him.
What if he wanted to play the whole game? Or what if James Conner wanted to play for a half and you didn't think it would? Do you give Ben, the benefit of the doubt because he's been around so long?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And he also plays the position. He has less of a chance of getting hurt at quarterback, I would think, than a running back does. Conner, if you play him the whole game and he has 25 carries, he's got a chance to get hurt a lot more than Ben does, as long as Ben doesn't try to force plays and hold on to it too long.
Right.
You know, he can avoid.
That's the other thing, though. Sometimes you have to save Ben from himself because he can't help but be competitive during a game.
No, you know, you're right. There is an element of risk to it. But if the man himself feels like it will benefit him, I think you got to do it.
Le'Veon Bell wants to be hit during camp. Did you see that story?
I did. Well, he hasn't been hit since when? The Jacksonville playoff game.
Right.
I mean,
so
you're
he wants people to hit him in practice. You might as well put him in a game then.
Well, yeah.
Right?
That's another case that I might consider playing him if I'm the coach.
I mean, I was against that. I was against it the other day when we talked about this. But if he wants to be hit, then let other people hit him, for God's sakes. You know?
Yeah. I don't think he wants to go into that first game just totally cold. And I get that. But again, there's an element of risk.
There's other things happening football-wise, Ron, that I want to get into. More hype for the Cleveland Browns is one of them. Did you see this story? That 3 of Cleveland's first 5 games this year will land in high-profile time slots, and another will draw the highest-profile broadcast team from CBS. This is via Richard Deitch, and that's Jim Nantz and Tony Romo.
I think they're doing the opener, right?
That's right. Titans and the Browns.
A lot of Browns hype, a lot of Browns love out there. We'll see.
If you were running a network, would you be buying into them? I would, even if it doesn't go well. That's the thing. I think you have a fail-safe there. Now, if Baker Mayfield gets hurt, then you're screwed. But that's the same with anybody.
Or anybody. Brady gets hurt. Ben gets hurt. You know, they're a sexy team, attractive team. The history of losing.
Win or lose, they are.
This may be the turning. Mayfield is a colorful character. You got OBJ there, who's a colorful character. You got Myles Garrett, who I think could be Defensive Player of the Year this year. You got a lot of things to like about this team. If I was a network, I'd want to have them on too, but again, probably not as much as the Steelers, who just move the needle year after year after year.
Well, they've got plenty of primetime games as well, do they not?
Yes, they do. I think there's five of them, as always, the max.
Are you going to Boston, Ron?
I am, you and me.
What time are you going there on Saturday?
I think my flight is like 1:30.
We should meet up.
No, that's okay. Right. We'll meet up at the stadium on Sunday. That's good enough for me.
I still cannot.
We'll be doing our show from Boston on Monday, too, by the way.
That's right.
Road trip for us.
I still can't wrap my mind around the fact that nobody in the media world will go to see Red Sox Yankees at Fenway Park.
Because no one can afford what the tickets are but you.
Oh, please,
Ron.
You work 9 jobs. You have an 8-figure salary here.
You know what? You know, nobody makes what you make. I can't afford to buy a ticket to the Red Sox Yankees.
Prices have gone down because the Red Sox stink.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I'm there, man.
It's still,
who cares? It's a once.
It's
how
still
often Red do you
Sox,
see Red Sox Yankees?
It's still Red Sox Yankees. You're right. It's a big deal.
It'll probably be closed like Kennywood.
Sorry, folks, park's closed. The Moose out front should have told you.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I should have just somehow hoped you wouldn't find out and go down the road all the way there and find out, sorry, folks, park's closed.
I would have, too. I would have. I would not have known that. Thank you for telling me.
Joe, you're unbelievable.
Coming up.
What I have to put up with and what I have to watch you endure is just unbelievable.
Can you admit that you're, I don't know if hate is too strong a word, but you're anger watching Antonio Brown, or just watching it for the pure entertainment of hoping he detonates in some way again and again? Because the ratings here are 3 times the national average for Hard Knocks. That, and also Aaron Boone, of manager of the Yankees, had a suggestion for Major League Baseball that may very well apply to the Pirates, considering the fact they lose tons of games by double-digit runs. In the meantime, Ron, you have something.
I do. I could sit here and talk about Domenico's restaurant on Route 19 in Cranberry forever. I could tell you about the great happy hour every day, 7 days from 4 to 6, the great staff, obviously the great food. They cater parties. They'll bring everything you need to your house. I could tell you about how they have a back room that can accommodate up to 100 people for all sorts of private parties. It may be only August, but not too soon to brook your Christmas party at Domenico's. You don't want to be turned away. But the greatest endorsement I can give Domenico's involves my mother, Ruth. Where does she want to go for a Mother's Day dinner? Domenico's. Where does she want to go for her birthday in December? Domenico's. I can't come up with a better endorsement than that. It's no wonder she wants to go there. The place is wonderful. Dom and Patty Lombardo have been operating Domenico's at the same location in Cranberry for more than 33 years. I'm there at least 4 or 5 nights a week. Try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Domenico's on Route 19 in Cranberry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.